Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I am Dr. Alonzo Walker with you once again on A Better You. This show is about a common sense approach to being all you were meant to be. I am very, very glad to be with you on this Sunday evening. We have so much to cover in a short period of time. Last week we talked about distractions and manipulations, and wow, did we get a response from that. It touched off a nerve or two with many of you. I have over 160 responses from that show alone, and that tells me that many, many people are being affected by distractions and manipulations. And one of the emails said that if I could just get rid of this out of my life, I'd feel like I could be successful. And that we want to talk today. I want to continue, and today's show is about a road to recovery, a recipe for recovery from distractions and manipulations. We have all had, let me say that up front, there is no one that has gone through life and achieved anything of worthwhile value without, and we have to learn to overcome them. And we defined manipulation last week as letting somebody else set the limits on what you will and will not accept in your life. And we mainly do this because of acceptance. We want people to accept us, especially those that we are close to. We want people to validate us. And there is nothing wrong with acceptance and or validation. There is nothing wrong with that. But sometimes if a person withholds acceptance or validation from you, unless you do what they want you to do, then that in and of itself is manipulation. That's a form, frankly, of witchcraft. All witchcraft is trying to get somebody to do something that they don't want to do. That's not real love. And it's not real at all, as a matter of fact. And so I want to let you know, as we start this podcast today, that transformation is uncomfortable. I received that in a lot of emails, and I want to let you know the transformation is uncomfortable. There has to be, and there has to be, absolutely has to be, an uncomfortable element as part of the discourse in order for anything or anyone to transform. If you are going by a construction site, and I was coming from downtown Chicago the other day, and I saw where they're doing this construction site, and the fence was open, and there was a huge hole in the ground where they were pouring the foundation. And a foundation is unattractive, it is messy, and frankly, it's horrible to look at, but it is very necessary for whatever they're building on that foundation to withstand the tests and trials of the elements that's going to come against it. And so what you are doing when you transform is you are pouring a foundation within you that is going to withstand the storms and the vicissitudes of life that comes our way, and everyone has them. No one is exempt. And so its transformation is unattractive, is uncomfortable, it is unseemly at times, it is invisible because nobody is seeing it. When you step into a brand new office building like they were building downtown, nobody is going to see that foundation that's laying underneath, but it is very necessary in order for the people to enjoy the conveniences of the building itself. And so inside of you, necessary to pour a foundation of transformation, and that foundation is in fact going to be uncomfortable. So I want to let you know that when we seek validation and acceptance, and sometimes we don't get it. Transformation is a lonely walk sometimes. Sometimes nobody is encouraging you. Sometimes nobody is validating you. Sometimes nobody is accepting you. As a matter of fact, not only will they not accept you, but people will laugh at you. People will talk about you. People will gossip about you. People will snicker at you. They'll talk about you behind your back. But my response to all of that is, so what? What another person thinks about you is none of your business. All you have to focus on is what you have going on the inside. And you have to do that at the expense of the opinions and the manipulations and the distractions of other people. And so never forget that we are talking about transforming. We are talking about change, and change we already defined as understanding what you have, growing in your understanding, and developing a new model of operation. And when you develop that new model, things are going to take place. People may walk away from you. People may stop talking to you that you've known for years. Relatives may quit speaking to you because you are transforming, because you no longer fit into the mold that they had you in. And you're not supposed to fit. Manipulations, we talked about distractions, and we are moving toward our destiny. And destiny is the pieces of your life that fit together. And as you transform, the pieces of your life that don't fit will stand out like a sore thumb. The pieces, it's just like you're putting a piece of the puzzle together, and there's a piece from another puzzle that doesn't fit at all. And you will begin to see as you transform that there are pieces of your puzzle that you had that fit nowhere. And those pieces have to be not included in what you're building, your destiny, because you want to build the pieces of your life that fit together. So the recipe for recovery, number one, understand that your transformation is an inside job. This is not about what you change on the outside. It's great to dress up and look nice and change your hair and change your appearance or whatever you want to do. That's fine. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. As I was when I was a child growing up, my mother, if she said this to me once, she said it to me 500 times growing up. She would say, Alonzo, there's no problem in looking good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But be good first. And so what you are doing when you start transforming, it is an inside job. You're looking to be good and not just look good. And your value is not in what you lost. And I said this last week, and it bears repeating. Your value is not in what you lost. It is in what you have left. When I started at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, when I started my doctoral degree, I started in January of 2014. And I shared this before. I was nervous going into the first semester. I didn't know what to expect. I was obviously the oldest person in the room by far. I think the average age was like 26, 27, 28, I'm not even sure. And I was 51 at the time. So I almost doubled the age, just about. And I was the oldest person there. And I made a bold move the first day of class. I sat right in the front of the room. And as the semester went on, I had to encourage myself many times. And I drove back and forth from Chicagoland to Champaign. So on the way there and on the way back, I would have self-talks, and I would encourage myself for the next class, for the next project, for the next term paper. But at the end of the semester, I realized something. It is, and this appends quite greatly to what I just said, that your value is not in what you lost, it's what you have left. At the end of that semester, I realized that I had something that the rest of my classmates didn't have, and that was 25 years at the time of corporate experience. I had the experience of applying in real time what we were learning theoretically in class. I had empirical experience that could not be taken away from me, that could not be watered down, that could not be talked about, that could not be criticized, any of it. It was solid. It was what I had left. And realizing that I had that much experience changed my entire perspective for the rest of my graduate time there at U of I. It changed the way I myself. It changed the way I thought about what I was involved in. It was pouring that foundation. All right. So a recipe for recovery. Number one, it's an inside job. Realize that it is an inside job. Number two, take inventory of what you have left. It's not about what you lost. As I said last week, if you lost it, you didn't need it to get to where you were going. If you needed it, you would still have it. Take inventory. Write down what you have left. And when I talk about what you have left, I'm not talking about anything material. I'm not talking about your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about your ingenuity, your creativity, your subjectivity, how you think, your level of intelligence, what you have to offer, your artistic talent, your creative talent, your ability, your wisdom. Those are the things that I want you to write down that you have left. They are valuable. You still have them. You're meant to have them. And they are the cement that's going to harden your foundation for your transformation. Number three, I want you to know that you are enough. If you don't hear it from anyone else, Alonzo Walker, I want you to know that you are enough. You may have been told that you're not enough. You may have been shunned, but you are, in fact, enough. If you don't like yourself, it will be very, very difficult to trust yourself to transform. You have to tell yourself every single day, I am worth it. I am worth it. And it's not about, I remember hearing a commercial years ago with that same term in it, but you are worth it not for anything material, but for change, for transformation. You have to tell yourself, I am worth this change. I am worth doing what it takes to transform. I am worth this journey that I am on. Number four. You talk to yourself all day long, and I hope I'm not the first person that's telling you this, but it is true. You have dialogue, internal dialogue, all day long. You have internal conversations, and they manifest themselves in worrying and rehearsing and remembering. And as you talk to yourself, as you self-dialogue during the day, let yourself know, I am worth it. This is part of my destiny. I am putting the pieces of my life in that fit worthy of this. I am transforming. I am becoming something new. And we don't value that in this society because when people look at you, you may not have changed on the outside, but for sure you are changing on the inside. And number five, love yourself enough to encourage yourself. Love yourself enough to encourage yourself. You should do that on a daily basis. And people say, well, inspiration doesn't last. And I read this somewhere, and someone responded and said, neither does bathing. That's why you should do it on a daily basis. You should encourage yourself every single day. You are worthy. Let yourself know, even on the small wins that you get in your life, even on the small, sometimes when I was in graduate school, when I finished a term paper, I would encourage myself. I would look at myself in the rearview mirror of my car and say, man, you did that good. Man, that was great. That was a great job on that. If nobody is telling you you can make it, tell yourself you can. And then lastly, celebrate your small victories. Don't let them add up. Whatever you do, celebrate your small victories because they, in turn, will turn into larger victories. As you go along the way, celebrate your small victories. A freshman going into high school, they're not a senior. When you finish freshman year, you say, wow, that was good. I'm looking forward to sophomore year. They don't get discouraged because they haven't graduated after a year and a half, after 2 years. Encourage yourself. Celebrate the small victories. Your value comes from how you think about you. And as we get ready to close this podcast, when you raise the bar of how you think about you, manipulations and distractions can't touch you anymore. And people will get angry at you because what used to work with you no longer works. Pay attention to your life. You are the CEO of your life. Your value comes from how you think about you. Get out your pen, get the paper, start writing down what you, I can't wait to talk with you again next week. This has been great. The time has gone by quickly. Remember, have a wonderful week, and a better you is right around the corner.